The views and opinions expressed by Brock and Hunter are ridiculous and should not be heard by anyone. WIRX denies any responsibility for anything that happens over the next 4 hours. Let's start the show.
You happy?
Are you happy?
Are you happy?
Why do you ask?
Why do you ask?
Well, it's Friday.
If you're happy and you know it,
so?
Then your face will surely show it.
Right?
If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy, I'm happy for you.
Hi! COVID-19, oh, there is no vaccine at this moment. We're a quarantine.
Hi! Are you dumb or something?
If you think that I'm gonna masturbate after this, you're right.
Because it's Friday. You ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
Hey! They're not children, they're not adults, they're animals. Filthy, wild animals.
Oh my God, we did it. Oh my God, I'm so happy.
What?
I'm so happy we did it. I'm so happy. We made it to Friday, man.
Oh, it's Friday.
It's Friday, you dumb slut.
Well, it's nice. You get to go outside. You get to see the sun. You get to.
I don't know if we're going to be able
to rise.
I don't think we're going to see the sun. I think it's still overcast and crappy. But it doesn't matter because it's Friday, man. It's freaking nice. Friday. We freaking did it on Friday, man. I don't know.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm all right. Things have already gone wrong this morning, so it's like got to put out some fires. But it's okay. I'm going to get some caffeine in me. I'm going to get this show done. And then I'm just
going to be like yesterday. Are you and Kiki going to be like, bleh.
Bleh, bleh, bleh. No, I actually didn't see her at all yesterday. So I think we should be all right this morning. We'll see, though. It'll all come crumbling down. Boy, it makes sense now. All those stories from China, people just getting divorced.
For real.
We're not meant to be to spend this much time with each other. It's not supposed to be that way. Anyway, we're going to have a great Friday for you. A lot of fun stuff lined up for you. I mean, it's Friday, man. Come on. We're not going to let a little coronavirus keep us from having a kick-ass Friday show. We're better than that. Well, no, I wouldn't say we're better than that. It's just there are worse options. There you go. That's the best way to look at it.
We're going to do okay.
We'll be all right. All things considered. Anyway, folks, stick around. Got a lot of great stuff coming up, so have some fun with us on a Friday. We'll try and get your mind off some things. Got some giveaways coming up and a whole lot more. So let's get to it. It's Brock and Hunter. It's the Plan B Morning Show. We're going to be back in a few.
Thing that rocks.
Hey there. Good morning, 612. Brock, Hunter.
Good morning. Is your brain all right?
No, brain is mush, man. I am very happy it's Friday, though. I'm probably going to be goofy today just because I'm so happy. This has been kind of a stressful week in a sense, just adjusting to things. So it'll be nice now. We got a week under our belt, got a nice weekend to kind of unwind, just maybe forget about things. And then I think next week will be a little bit smoother. But this week has been, I think I speak for everyone, I say this week has been kind of bananas, just a little bit, just a little bit.
Hey, you know what I was thinking, man? If you're a door knocker, this is your time. You know, like Jehovah's Witness, Girl Scouts, anybody who comes to your door and
traveling meat salesman, yeah. Traveling vacuum salesman. Do they still have those?
I don't know. Remember that? They'd come in your house and they'd say, didn't you have that done when you first moved
here? Yeah. Oh, my God. Kiki was about three glasses of wine deep and someone knocked on our door with the vacuum, like a vacuum salesman. And she's like, oh, yeah, come on in. And I looked at her once I realized what was going on because she was already sitting there listening to this person give their spiel. And I walk in. I'm like, what's going on here? So then I sat there and I was like, okay, this has got to be wrapped up soon. No, it kept going and going and going. Eventually to where Kiki got up and walked away and then signaled me from the kitchen saying, they got to leave, love. And I'm like, yeah, thanks. I'll clean up the mess. Perfect. So then I had to be the dick and tell this person, hey, sorry we wasted all your time. You need to go now. Like, it wasn't like, oh, okay, yeah, we'll think about it. It was like, you need to leave now. Yeah. Please.
After you guys finished the Irishman and had dinner,
yeah,
he left.
I mean, like, they got as far as, like, putting stuff on the carpet and showing us, like, how well it works. And I was just like, oh, my God.
You knew the guy's life story.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. So, yeah, that was fun. That was a good time. But if you are a traveling salesman of if you're selling elixirs and magic potions, it's your time to shine. All right. Speaking of time to shine, Hunter, your time to shine is coming up here in a little bit. We got sports. Is there anything major going on?
You know what, man? I'm pulling it up right now.
You don't know? You haven't looked?
No, here's the thing. Is my my Google browser is not letting me pull up the score.
Oh, God.
Which is, I don't know. I'm trying to figure this out, but we'll get it figured out.
Worthless. Absolutely worthless. All right, we'll be back in a few with some sports, maybe. Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Good morning. What's up?
620. What's up, you ace?
Your ass trying to scramble for some sports here.
I know. We've been forced it this week because there's been a bunch of breaking news, but now it's a little quiet. Well, I tell you what, I'll give you a little bit more time. I'll do the forecast and I'll drag it out. Today, cloudy, chance for rain, and then sunny later on. Gonna see a morning high in the 60s, falling into the 30s by mid-month. What? I don't think it'll be that bad. Tonight, we got a low of 24. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high of 37. Sunday, going to see a high of 42, some rain in there. And then Monday, high of 48. Then it's warming up into the middle part of next week is what I'm seeing. So not too bad. Not too shabby out there. Do you got enough? Is that enough time?
Yeah, I got a story. Let's go.
All right, let's do sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light. Enjoy a Bud Light while you scramble to look up sports stories.
And when I say I got a story, I legitimately have a story.
Ready? Cool. Let's do it.
Once upon a time.
You're such a moron.
Has nothing to do with sports. No, I'm just kidding here, man. Rams cut Todd Gurley. 4 years left on his contract. Listen to this, man. The Rams released former All-Pro running back Todd Gurley. The team announced yesterday. Rams parted ways with Gurley before $10.5 million in salary and bonuses for the 2020 season were set to become guaranteed. They shopped him on the trade market but couldn't find a taker. It appears the news caught Gurley by surprise. This is Todd Gurley's Twitter. This is what he says. This is what he posted. Damn, I got fired on my day off. Laughy face.
Oh, man.
Yeah, longtime teammate, two-time defensive player of the year, Aaron Donald, also didn't take it too kindly on Twitter. He says, what the hell, question mark, you know?
What so, in the hell was that all about?
I was reading a little bit about it and watching some of ESPN just sitting there talking about it. I think it's his knee. There's some concerns about injury, and when you're trying to trade a player to another team and you got somebody as good as Todd Gurley who wants a good chunk of change, but at the same time, no team wants to invest because you don't know. You could give him a bunch of money, he could play one game, and pop.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Has he had issues with his knees before?
I'm not going to say yes or no because I really don't know, but it seems as once you do something like that, once your knee, you know, some guys just try not to report it. Like, they get injuries, and they're just like, I don't want anybody to know. Oh,
they'll play through that like crazy, which is terrible, but, I mean, they know they could lose their starting spot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, their income depends on if they're healthy or not. So I think that's his issue right now, man, is he just he is healthy. It's just, can he stay healthy?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what teams are looking at right now. So.
Well, that is a big move. And we have seen some really big moves here going on in the NFL. So, like I told you the other day, I'm like, this is going to be a very interesting season. We're going to see some people in jerseys we're not used to. It could cause a big change in some teams. I honestly don't know yet. I honestly don't know.
Time will tell, man.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Sean Payton from Saints, he just got diagnosed with coronavirus.
Oh, geez. Man, all right. So, well, we'll talk more about that and see if there's anything else breaking. But Todd Gurley on a different team. Who's going to pick him up? We're going to see. That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud. Rock.
Well, hey there. Good morning. 6:34, Brock Hunter.
Good morning.
So dumb.
What's up?
So dumb. How are your video games going this morning? Are you winning?
Nah, not playing video games, man. I'm on to the next one, as Jay-Z would say.
On to the next one. Another one. What are you doing now?
I'm trying to figure that out. I'm looking at board games now. I'm looking at the wife like, hey, are you not going to go to work now?
You're video gamed out? Damn.
I know.
That's crazy. It didn't take long,
buddy. Because my eyes hurt, dude.
Yeah.
You know,
you got
to
leave the basement.
Not much else to do.
You got to leave the basement every once in a while. Like, go up, get some fresh air, do a lap around the backyard, and then go back in. You'll be ready to go.
Oh, dude, you'll be ready. Trust me. I'm on. It's like the Daytona 500 over here, bro. I've been taking laps all day long.
I love it. All right, let's get to it. Your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
Well, Avenged Sevenfold have hit upon an easy way to get people to self-quarantine. Give them free stuff. Who doesn't love free stuff? The band says, quote, we are developing a check-in webpage where you will upload a selfie at home when promoted by us via our Instagram story at a random time. Whoever successfully uploads a selfie with the phrase of the day written on a piece of paper within 30 minutes of that post, 7 days in a row, you'll receive a free T-shirt, hoodie, or accessory from their website. They're really serious about trying to help. They said, quote, we've had a chance to flatten the curve and save countless lives. We're all in this together. Don't worry about being perfect. You can start your 7 days at any point. So if you miss check-in, just start again, and you'll be at seven before you know it. That's kind of cool, man. I like that.
Yeah, that is cool, man.
So
give some stuff away, you know.
Who doesn't love free stuff, especially when we're all stuck at home and it sucks out, you know.
You got some tickets to give away later on?
Well, I would, but there's nothing going on, so the tickets wouldn't any good. Here's tickets to an event that got canceled. I can't do that.
We're trying to get rid of them.
We're trying to get rid of them. They're taking up space in the studio. So there you go. Check out Avenged Sevenfold on their Instagram and get yourself some free stuff, possibly. That's your rock news. Let's do your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day, 1976, Chester Bennington of Linkin Park was born. Obviously, as we all know, the rock world was shook when we lost Chester Bennington on July 20th of 2017 after he committed suicide. You know, huge hole was left in the rock world. I don't know about you, but Hybrid Theory came around at a pivotal point in my life and listened the hell out of that thing, man. It was insane.
Let me guess. You were a sophomore in high school and you were in the locker room when you heard it.
It was something like that. Something like that. Some friend.
Exactly what mine was.
It was probably some friend that was turned on to Linkin Park a little bit before. And then, you know, Hybrid Theory came out and they're like, dude, gotta listen to this. And it was.
You know what I got?
What?
I think I got a brand new. It was like a slate blue Sony Discman, and it was one of those really low profile ones.
Oh damn!
You know the ones that like, oh dude,
nobody
had them because it was so slick, bro. But I think that was the first. I got that CD Discman, if you will, and I think I got the CD with it at the same time.
Oh so damn, that's a twofer,
it was like
man.
One in one, man.
You were balling. That's what we call ballin', sir. Ballin'.
So late.
There you go. That's your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
Goosebumps, bro.
And now.
Sorry, I'm breaking
the starting
stuff.
Lineup.
And I can't even do it, man. That's so weird. In the throat. It's all in the throat.
Doesn't feel great, but.
No. No, I'm not even going to try that.
My wife is pissed.
Yeah, she's like, I'm trying to sleep, you dick. Anyway, good morning, everybody. 649, Brock, Hunter.
What's up, dude?
What's up? What's up? What's up? I don't know. I got nothing.
How you doing, man?
I'm good.
How's life?
It's good. It's weird. You know, it's weird right now. You know, because, like, I want to go out and do stuff, but I'm like, like, yesterday, I ran some errands. I was like, man, I just want to go sit in a bar and have some food, and you can't do that right now. So
when the wife got home yesterday, I was like, hey, let's go to Azul. She's like, F you.
Yes.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. I'm just kidding. Let's go to Celebration, watch a movie.
Yeah.
Just stop it, would you? If you don't want to do that, let's go bowling.
Can't do anything like that, which that's where I think the stir craziness comes in. When you get to a point, it's not like I need to go out all the time, but it's the times when you do want to. You want to go out, enjoy yourself. That's what's really putting kind of a cramp in people's style right now.
You know, like yesterday, I was like, you know, we could get in the hot tub, but then it was raining pretty hard, and I don't know, we don't have a cover for it.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, let's go for, can't go for bike rides. You can't go for, I mean, I guess you could jog in the rain if you wanted to.
Yeah. Like, oh, one of those, like one of those jackasses? No, don't do that.
when the weather's bad and you got the coronavirus going around, you ain't doing nothing.
Nope.
Period.
I know. We just gotta accept that and not think about it or set up like a bar. You know, this is where I wish I had like a bar set up in my basement. That is for this kind of setup right now where I have a couple beer taps and everything.
Are you going to be comfortable with anybody coming over?
No, I won't be. I keep thinking about that.
You have a bar. Your bar in your basement is going to be just like the bar down the road.
Yeah, but that's true. But maybe because it's the bar setting. I don't want to go to the bar for the people. I want to go to the bar for the setting. You know, that's what I like doing. I like being in the bar atmosphere, you know? So
a lot of wood.
A lot of wood grain. and weird tchotchkes on the wall, you know? It's that kind of stuff. Anyway,
my wife and I had a date night last night. We went and picked up some to-go food, and I kissed her when we got there.
Oh. Did everyone freak out? Like, oh, don't kiss her. That's gross.
Those are date nights these days, Brock.
It's not bad. It's very romantic. All right. Well, we'll try and not go too stir crazy. I think it'll be good getting out of the studio for a little bit. So stick around. We'll be back with useless trivia.
Now.
Okie dokie. Here we go.
All righty.
Okie dokie, artichokey.
What?
You never heard that? Okie dokie, artichokey?
No.
No?
No.
What? That's a pretty common saying. Okie dokie, artichokey.
Must have been a Wisconsin.
Maybe it's a Wisconsin. Kind of yeah, Wisconsin cheese kind of thing. Makes no sense. Anyway, it's time for Useless Trivia, brought to you by No LaRue Casual Cajun Eatery in St. Joe. They are still open, still here to serve you. They're on Grubhub. They're also do carryout right now. I actually got No LaRue yesterday. I got the full order of rice and beans. They got this new thing called dirty rice that has chicken liver in it. It is amazing.
Whoa. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
What?
Oh, that's just another phrase.
Are you just trying to be cheeky and fun? Is that what you're doing? You son of a bitch. Don't you dare. Don't you dare. Also, I got the shrimp po' boy. I got that all, and it was delicious, and it was amazing. And you can carry it right out. So even during this craziness, you can still get some amazing No LaRue. And I'm going to help you out with a gift certificate to No LaRue. All you got to do is get this question right. It's that simple. Fred Rogers, which is Mr. Rogers to you, was born on this day in 1928.
Wow.
Mr. Rogers was known for what specific item of clothing? Mr. Rogers was known for what specific item of clothing? Was it A, a bow tie, B, a top hat, or C, a sweater? 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Mr. Rogers was born on this day, 1928. He was known for what specific item of clothing? A, a bow tie, B, a top hat, or C, a sweater? 925-WIRX, 925-9479 to call, play, and win.
Everything that rocks.
Hey there, good morning. Sim! Your useless trivia for today brought to you by No LaRue Casual Cajun Eatery. Fred Rogers, better known as Mr. Rogers, was born on this day, 1928. Mr. Rogers was known for what specific item of clothing? Let's get ourselves a winner here. WIRX, hello.
Hello.
Yo.
Good morning.
Morning.
C.
Are you saying yes or the letter C?
The letter C.
You go with sweater. That is correct. All right. Woo-hoo-hoo.
What's up, man?
Nice.
This is Eric, Big Bird Charters. I think you guys are kicking around the idea of going fishing.
Oh, hell yeah. We always want to go fishing. Eric, until we go fishing, you're my big winner. Got yourself that gift certificate to No LaRue. What station hooked you up, man?
WIRX.
All right, next chance to win coming up Monday. Same place, same time. Let's do news.